Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to yet another episode of Radio Wasteland, the best in paranormal talk radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth. This is my co-host, Kara Kittrick.
I like how you said yet another episode. Like, when will our listeners let us die?
Totally, yeah. Yeah, well, I found out Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on for like 17 seasons, which I was taken aback by.
It was like 14.
Okay, all right.
Still, though.
All right, but back to the point. You're listening to Radio Wasteland, which happens to be the best in paranormal talk radio.
That's true.
Kara, do you have any news for us?
Yes, I do. So, in yet one more piece of proof that we all died in 2012 and are currently living in a nightmare world created by God to punish us, QAnon theories are making their way from the chat room to the campaign trail. At least four Republican candidates have come out publicly in support of QAnon's theories this campaign season. QAnon, by the way, for those who don't know, is a 4chan poster who has been sharing his theories since 2017. The gist of these theories being basically that, in the Washington Post's words, quote, there is a worldwide cabal of Satan-worshipping pedophiles who rule the world, and they would have continued ruling the world if not for the election of President Donald Trump, who is now, of course, waging an invisible struggle against them, which should sound familiar, since it is literally just the Illuminati thing, but rebranded, and Illuminati conspiracy theories are just 1930s-style anti-Semitic Jewish bankers rule the world conspiracy theories, just with the finger pointed vaguely at Satanists, not Jewish people. So, yeah, I just want to underscore how utterly bonkers this is. QAnon supporters are currently eagerly awaiting an event popularly called The Storm, where basically the military arrests all the members of the hypothetical cabal and then take over America, bringing about an era of unprecedented peace and prosperity. You know, the way martial law always does. QAnon was also the source of Pizzagate, if that clears things up for anyone. In other news, the Bigfoot statue that was stolen a few months ago in North Carolina turned up In the
QAnon person is just one person. It's all coming from one account.
It's probably a couple individuals.
But it's all coming from one account.
Well, it's 4chan. You don't have accounts. Everyone's anonymous.
So I could post on there and say I'm this person.
You could QAnon and post whatever. Which is another reason why it's so silly that people are like hanging on this guy's every word. You know, some kind of behind the scenes person who like knows all the stuff that Donald Trump is like. There, he has been wrong so many times, or they have been wrong, or whoever they are have been wrong. There's no proof that, you know, of who they are. There's no proof that they're even American citizens, or that they're one person.
Right.
People love it.
Okay, this is a movie reference you're not going to get, but
okay.
There is only one way I'm going to believe this guy if ever he is ousted, and that is if he looks exactly like Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Have you ever seen
They Live?
No.
Have you ever heard of They Live? Have you ever seen the thing where they put on the glasses and they see the signs that say obey and they see people for who they really are, which are the aliens that are controlling us? And it stars Rowdy Roddy Piper, and it was directed by John Carpenter.
Is this a movie or a dream you had?
It's a movie based on a comic book called Nada.
Okay.
All right. For anybody out there with the internet, look it up.
Yeah.
Because that's really kind of this conspiracy that's going on, you know? It's like, holy smokes, that is a wild one. Absolutely wild. That is just, like, wild. That puts, like, Enki on Nibiru to shame.
No, exactly. And it's like, it would be like if a bunch of Congress people came out and, like, posted stuff on their Twitter accounts being like, we should start looking into Nibiru, or, you know, the Samuel Hoffman guy has got some great ideas. It would be like that if that happened.
Right. Yeah,
it's
but
on that level.
But from an anonymous, I mean, Sam's at least
Samuel Hoffman
himself
at least
out there,
you
know.
Who he is.
Yeah.
You know, we've heard his voice, we've talked to him.
Right. Yeah, but this is just wild.
Yeah.
I mean, they lost me at Pizzagate. You know, I want to believe this stuff. You know, I'm the X-Files fan that really wants to believe. But
I love conspiracy theories, but this one is just it's the twilight of conspiracy theories.
Right.
You know, it's just poor quality, inexplicably popular trash.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, it's like the Geraldo Rivera conspiracy theories.
Yeah, well, that's the analogy you would make for your generation, yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Where do you live? Just kidding.
It doesn't matter.
All right, so...
I live here, Chauncey, in the studio.
Yeah, you want to get in a fight. In personal news, I and my wife, we own two cars.
Okay.
And we were thinking about getting another car and giving one of our cars to one of our kids who's in college. He needed a car.
Okay.
And we decided to limp through with just one car.
Hmm.
And we gave him the car, and now we just have one car, which bothers me because it's low to the ground, and I have to watch the doors when I open and stuff, and it's a Hyundai. You know, it's not like some fancy low profile. It's me and my wife's Tokyo Drift machine. You know? So I'm not used to the car. I'm not used to how it works. And Terry and I, for Halloween or something, we had a hotel room at the casino. And
are you working up to telling us about your hit and run?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
So
well,
if you see
going.
A kid on the side of the road, you know. So we go in, and she wins $1,000 that night.
Oh.
Awesome. And we come out, and we get in the car, and it smells like a smoker died in it. And, like, we look around and find out that her glasses, her hundreds of dollars of prescription glasses, have been stolen because some hobo slept in our car and robbed us overnight in the casino parking lot.
Well, you know, that's the entrepreneurial spirit upon which this country is founded. I wouldn't come down on that hobo too hard.
I had to drive with the windows down until my wife detailed the car to get the smell of hobo and cigarette butts out of the car. It was just really crushed my spirit. Plus, my wife had won $1,000, which more than half of it is going towards glasses at this point.
Yeah, that's
you know. And then on top of that, you know, this guy isn't going to use the glasses. They're prescription, you know. But Jasmine, my daughter's just all, I like to think that they matched his prescription perfectly, and now he can read and get a job. Which is pretty funny.
Well, I think we're all Jasmine today.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right. So you're listening to Radio Wasteland. Coming up is our guest, William Pullen. You don't know him. He's been on before. Check it out, radiowasteland.us. You can see all the previous appearances. We're going to be talking about a bunch of stuff in the news, starting out with flying objects seen by the Navy. We're going to recap and dig deeper into a lot of that. You're listening to Radio Wasteland. Come on back next with William Pullen.
Oh, yeah. Swing that thing.
Yeah. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, William Pullen. We are going to be talking about flying objects seen in the leaked naval footage. William, do we have you there with
us? You're both.
How's it going?
Good. Yeah, how are you guys over there?
Change it up today. We're talking about Bigfoot, William, so I hope you came prepared.
Oh, no, okay.
Totally.
I'm good.
That's not true.
All right, so, you know, this leaked UFO footage, it came out a while ago, but, you know, it's worthy of hitting again because, you know, the public seems interested, and that's a good sign for ufology, and, mm-hmm. and also yep. it's enough time to really sort of dissect what exactly we're looking at and the credibility behind it, because the Navy did finally come out and admit that it was theirs, right?
Yeah, they did, and that's interesting in and of itself. They actually were honest enough with the public to admit that, which is not what they've been doing for several decades. So
no,
that's interesting in a standalone way. Then they admitted that the videos are real and they are of unidentified flying objects, or UAP, as that's the acronym they like to use.
Well, to get started here, why don't you tell the audience what exactly we see, you know, what exactly this footage is? What are we sort of seeing here?
Well, this is a video that was captured by military pilots of UFOs in close proximity to our aircraft. The UFOs displayed flight characteristics that were above and beyond what we can achieve with our technology here. But that's about all the data told them. They were unable to definitively assign an explanation, so they remain unidentified. Above and beyond that, it's interesting material. It's something the military has never done before. They've never really been open with the public and admitted they actually have footage of this stuff. But above and beyond that, we don't know what's on the videos. So it remains unidentified.
Do we know where they came from? I mean, we know they came from the Navy, but, I mean, do we know how or who they were leaked from?
Yeah, I've heard several different sources. I don't know if I've put much credence in any of them. So I've kind of just been applying kind of a vanilla source as the Navy, and that's it.
Nice.
I've been unable to really find a definitive source, like a certain department within the Navy that would have released this material. But it's kind of a safe assumption that clearly this material was examined on some level, and they felt comfortable enough releasing it to the public. If there was a lot more to it, they may not have done that, but being that they examined it on something more than just a cursory level, they clearly were comfortable enough releasing it. And it's very interesting, but there's not much more you can do with it other than just take some guesses as to what it may be.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, it's really, you know, we live in this world of leaks, you know. I mean, here we have the president complaining that the White House leaks like crazy, and we have, you know, this coming out of the Navy, and, you know, people are justifying their leaks. So in the case of the president, you know, a lot of people are justifying it because they're saying he's crazy and unhinged. People need to know. Or maybe in the military, you know, there's aliens among us and people need to know. And so people are personally justifying these leaks. And then at the same time, people are leaking things on purpose, which creates this situation with this Navy stuff that not only feeds into ufology and we all find interesting, but also feeds into the idea of Richard C. Hoagland and others that the world is and the government is prepping us for disclosure. Do we have any reason to believe that the Navy actually allowed this information out?
My take was that there's not enough information there to draw any conclusions, so they were comfortable releasing it. If there was a lot more data in the videos, something a little more groundbreaking, something that would really grab you, they may not have been comfortable doing so. We may not have even had a chance to see them. So, I've always had the opinion professionally that the government or the military has no motivation to disclose whatever they may have. If they have anything at all, we have no idea.
I think it's the general consensus that the government and military...
to motivate the Navy to change their ways, but I don't know what that would have been.
Yeah.
No.
Well, these videos were reported on, like, in the mainstream press a while before the Navy came out and admitted, yes, these are ours, if I have that timeline right.
Yes, 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 yep. Yeah, you're spot on, yeah.
Yeah.
It was quite a amount of time, yeah.
Do we know why they eventually said, okay, this is us, why they eventually admitted to it? Was it because there was finally no denying?
I think it may have been just because it was covered so much. It was covered fairly legitimately by the media, right. The national media. And so it was so, I hate to use the term, it was so out there that they finally had to break down and just say, okay, this is ours. This is our stuff. We captured this. The source of this information is from us. I think that's all that happened. It was gaining so much coverage, they almost had to admit, because researchers were asking, what's the source of this information, which is a legitimate question.
Yeah, of course.
And finally, they just finally had to admit, okay, it's ours.
And how did it wind up in the mainstream media in the first place? It's been a few years now, so I'm kind of fuzzy. I recall that there were Washington Post stories on the sort of aerial identification program or advanced, I forget the acronym.
Yeah, that was back 20, if memory serves, I think late 2017.
Right.
Where the story came out, I remember seeing it on CNN.
So 10,000 years ago in media time.
Yeah, and since then it's kind of been a slow drip of information coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat steady, but you know, when the first story broke, I kept waiting for the next shoe to drop, and it didn't. It was several months before the next little batch of info came out. So, I'm always uncomfortable with the idea that someone is controlling the information we're privy to. I'm just a little uncomfortable with that. So, I'm being paranoid. So.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how this lends to it or not. I mean, here we are in the middle of an election, and we have a bunch of people yelling and screaming about what they believe in. And, you know, of course, that's what they should do. It's an election. But, I mean, here we are looking at basically technology that can outdo our technology, which up until, I guess, late 2017, we thought was the most advanced on the planet. I'm surprised that we don't hear anything out of politicians basically saying, what the hell was that? You know, it's like, isn't there a board of security and stuff like that? They sure seem interested in servers and stuff like that for not being really interested in a plane that, or an aircraft that can easily outmaneuver our planes.
I think out of the public eye, the military is certainly curious and concerned about if it is technology, the flight characteristics, the abilities of these aircraft to perform. I'm sure they're certainly concerned about that. I mean, the military's job is to keep us safe. So if there's another potential adversary out there, they would be concerned. But in the public eye, there's not much discussion about what's going on, about the fact that these things are flying with this kind of ability and we can't keep up with them. There's not much discussion about that. That's very interesting. You made a good point. Yeah,
it's really one of the few things that we can kind of all agree on in this country is that the purpose of our government and elected officials is to basically defend us from foreign powers. You know, I mean.
Yep.
We pretty much all agree on that one. You know, that's why you got a federal government, is that they can deal with the war stuff, you know. It's like
the war stuff.
Agreed. The states, you know, couldn't defend themselves individually. They got together, you know, let's fight some wars. So I'm really just taken aback by it, but I do find it incredibly interesting, and I also find it somewhat inspiring that it's still so much in the news almost 2 years later or two years later.
It is. It's got a lot of legs to it. It's still... You still hear stories. You still hear additions, more information coming out. None of it is groundbreaking. Like they're not able to determine, okay, these aliens are from the Pleiades, or that was they're from Mars, or whatever. There's no definitive answers.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that the government and the military is investigating them on at least a legitimate level, that story is still around and still. For the foreseeable future, I think it's going to keep going on. So
we'll see
what the future holds.
And are they even aliens? You know, it's like it should be all the more terrifying to them that they are Russians or North Koreans or Wakandans or something like that. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm serious. You know, it's like if there is something, you know, aliens at least, you know, might just be here on sightseeing or to build their interdimensional thoroughfare, you know, it's like another power on the planet that can outdo us is very unnerving.
Yeah.
Personally,
I would be far more worried if that was earthly technology.
Yeah.
If it was another country that had that kind of ability.
Yeah, me
too. If that's extraterrestrial technology, I'm not worried about that.
Me neither. All right, we're coming up on a hard break here. William, you're listening to William Pullen here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back. We're going to be talking about some alien metamaterials in the news.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Vicki Wills.
This fool wrestles in his boots to Mars from the very first shuttle to the planet Mars. Was a disco queen in 76. Castrates cows and chickens.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Radio Wasteland comes to you from the Reading studios of Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and AM 1460. Visit Radio Wasteland at Instagram at instagram.com/Radio Wasteland.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, William Pullen. We are talking about UFO news. In the news, I don't know how one goes about stating. So, you know, this next one is somewhat new to me. It's metamaterials that we found. Why don't you tell me what this is?
Well, there's always been claims through the decades that physical evidence has been recovered. That seems to be manufactured. It's not natural in origin. None of those claims have ever come to fruition. But the claims are kind of floating around again. And now the term metamaterials is being thrown around. The TSA, and they're kind of working hand in hand with the military, which it's claimed they are. they're throwing out the idea that they're trying to examine these man materials that were recovered. Mm-hmm. I've been unable to tell or find out where they were recovered from, which is troubling. But beyond that, they're trying to determine whether these materials are of earthly origin or not. Hmm. And if examined scientifically, that's relatively easy to find out. But that has not transpired yet. So that's kind of where we're at now.
Now, do we know?
It would be great if that would be confirmed.
Yeah. Well,
But if they're not of earthly origin, they may still be natural.
Oh, absolutely.
They may not necessarily be manufactured materials.
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, I think it was, we had Larry Seekander on to talk about the Bob White artifact, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was an interesting one with the metamaterial. It looked 3D printed, kind of, but it was made prior to 3D printing, so, you know, yeah. I'm not trying to put that on them or the situation. You know, do we know how old this material they're talking about is? Like, is this something that they're pulling from, you know, the archives to address, or is this something that's new to the stage?
Again, this is very vague, and I hate being vague, but I've yet to be able to find an actual date as to when they were found or recovered or what have you. The stories seem to suggest that the materials were discovered fairly recently, like, say, within the last two decades, decade and a half, which is, I mean, whenever materials are discussed in the UFO field or documentation, my mind always goes to provenance. What's the source of this? Where was it found? Is there a traceable lineage of people that have had this in their possession? You don't have that with this material. So it's kind of troubling a little bit. But it seems to be a recent find. You know?
Yeah, it's weird because they seem to be talking about this a little bit in credible mainstream news sources. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like we really kind of have stumbled into this era where, I mean, I understand anonymity and stuff like that, but, you know, I mean, if you have a piece of metamaterial that you're going to study, it seemed like they pulled this one out of the oven a little early.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, strange oven. Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, if you're unable to find dates, times, names, track things down to their source,
yeah,
you're kind of left with nothing. You really can't do much with it. It makes it difficult to determine or confirm the validation, to validate information or whether this material is somehow hoaxed or is legitimate or what have you. It's hard to do that without being able to trace it back to its origin. So,
right. It also creates a situation where people can chew it up and spit it out and not care about it when we actually find out more that's important.
True.
You know, yeah, we live in a fickle world, and you know, people say been there, done that, and a lot of the time they just don't go back. What were you going to say, Kara?
Yeah, well, things like this make me wonder if, you know, the reason we're seeing UFO stuff in mainstream news isn't because we're moving towards disclosure. It's because, you know, maybe our mainstream news outlets have gotten sloppier.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
that's
more sensationalistic.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Yeah.
I hope it's not that. I like to think that it's not that, but I wonder sometimes. Like,
I don't think disclosure is going to happen. I would love to be proven wrong. Mm-hmm. So I think it may be either the stories are viewed legitimately and they're comfortable covering them. Maybe a little bit of sloppiness going on, I don't know. But I tend to not think that disclosure is down the road
right.
at some point because it hasn't happened yet. I mean, there's been claims of this happening virtually every year for the last 30 years, and it's yet to happen. So it may be just more tales. So,
are there any other known metamaterial potential situations in the past that we know of?
There was a material supposedly recovered from a crash in I think it was Brazil. Back in, I think in the 60s. And Jim and Cora Lawrenson, who were the founders of APRO, the Area Phenomenon Research Organization, attempted to gain access to some of the materials to have them tested. Part of the materials were lost in the mail, which is That's a story you hear a lot in the UFO field. And then they were unable to gain access to any of the materials to have them tested. And the stories just kind of disappear. You know, nothing really happened from it. So there's any claims like that, but it's like the claims of UFO photographs that are always thrown around. But somehow those photographs are lost or they're lent out to a cousin or whatever. I'm thinking, okay, if you have a photograph of a UFO, you're going to want to take care of that and have it examined instead of letting it out to a family member. So, so these claims have been out there, but they just haven't they haven't panned out, not yet.
Do we know anything about the properties of this recently discovered metamaterial?
Good question. What makes them think it's a metamaterial? Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. The story suggests that the isotopes of the materials may be somewhat anomalous. Now, that doesn't mean they're non-terrestrial, but they're certainly interesting. Now, if they're non-terrestrial, that's interesting in and of itself, but so are meteors.
Sure.
They're not from here, so their isotopes are different. But if they could determine if these things are non-terrestrial and are manufactured, well, then you've got it right there.
Now,
but those are two things that are very difficult to determine at this point, so that's kind of where we're at.
This kind of explains why maybe they're reporting on it. This could have some scientific value, you know, beyond the UFO field, you know, even if it's a meteor that just has weird isotopes.
Yeah. Regardless of the results, I agree. Yeah.
Now, is this isotopes, Carrie, you might know this too, this isotopes, how do we know if it's not from Earth? Is the isotopes and something having to do with radioactivity, is that where we're going with this? I don't understand how this works.
The characteristics of materials here on Earth that the origin of the materials are from Earth. The origin, the isotopes are, I guess a better way to put it is, if you found materials that you were unable to determine, if they didn't have any isotopes from Earthly origin, then they would be by definition extraterrestrial.
I see.
So, like, if you had a sample of carbon that was of earthly origin, the characteristics of that carbon would be obviously earthly origin, but if the characteristics were anomalous, then that would lead you to a conclusion that possibly the origin was not on this planet.
I see.
These are
radioactive levels
there,
and radioactive
because,
types.
The Earth is constantly being pelted by objects from space.
Right.
So a lot of the recovered meteorites and things of that nature are a little bit tainted because they make contact with the Earth. So you're not getting clean samples to examine.
Right.
Whether that's the case here, I don't know. But that's what they're going for. They're trying to determine whether it's from here or not, which is obviously an important question.
Yeah, and again, you would think that people would be very concerned about this, you know, just purely, even outside of the alien factor, you know, it's like, I guess shame is a powerful emotion, you know, so these people who should be concerned, just take aliens out of the equation, these people who should be concerned that there is a technology that we can't recreate should set off alarms in security people.
Yes, I mean their job is to defend us, to keep us safe.
Yeah, so it just amazes me, you know, to what level people will go to hide their shame, you know. But you know, having grown up a teenage boy, I guess I'm already aware as to what levels we'll go to hide our teenage shame.
Yeah.
You know,
it's two of us. Yeah.
All right. So
you're right. Shame is a powerful motivator. Yeah,
absolutely. All right. So you're listening to our guest William Pullen right here on Radio Wasteland. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about who's dealing with these metamaterials. We're going to talk about the To the Stars Academy, and shockingly, apparently, the Army is working with them. You're listening to Radio Wasteland.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash, located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Kara. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. And our guest, William Pullen, we are talking about ufology that's been in the recent news here. So the extension of this metamaterials discussion is that the people who have their hands on the metamaterials are the To the Stars Academy, and they are supposedly working with the army to figure out what this stuff is. Is that pretty much the gist of the situation?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay,
in my mind, that's a troubling claim. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, and where is the claim coming from? Who's claiming this? The army?
The TTSA.
I was being sarcastic. I'm sure it wasn't the army.
Yeah. The red flag for me would be, or is, I should say, is that I think it's a safe assumption that the military has been interested in the UFO issue since the word go. Mm-hmm. So if they've recovered anything, then the army would have already undergone scientific examinations of the material they recovered. They wouldn't have waited till now. So that's one red flag. And two, would the army / government work with a civilian organization? I don't know if that would actually happen on a legitimate level. I don't know. But right. That's what the TTSA is claiming. So
I take it no one has confirmed these claims on, you know, the, the military or government?
No, not to my satisfaction, no. Right. To other satisfaction, it has been confirmed, but I'm not as easily convinced. So,
what does that mean? Does it mean, you know, someone's cousin who works down at a military base said, yeah, we're totally looking at this, or what is the claim in there?
You know, they're claiming they're working with the Army, but it's not really clear how in depth the relationship is. Is it just kind of a hand in hand arrangement, or is it really? Are they really working in depth with each other, or are they just kind of in contact with each other on a loose level? I don't know. It wasn't really. It's not really stated specifically how what the arrangement is between the two organizations. So
I got a guess on this one.
Yeah.
I got a guess on this one. Okay, so the To the Stars Academy, which, for one, is a terrible name. But they kind of came out of nowhere because they had Tom DeLonge as one of their members backing them. For those who don't know, Tom DeLonge was one of the founding members of Blink-182 and the singer-songwriter for Angels and Airwaves. All right, so he's got marketing and stuff behind him. So they kind of came out of nowhere, and now all of a sudden they are a main force in the UFO community, which is marketing. Part of the reason why this marketing was so effective for them is because at the very beginning, when we all first heard about them, Tom DeLonge went everywhere talking about the stuff that they knew that they were going to tell in a couple of weeks. It's like, we already know it, and we're going to tell you in a couple of weeks. Every time I hear that, I think, okay, well, if you already know it, can't you tell me now if it's that important? But apparently they can't.
Yep.
You know, they're building this up.
Yeah.
So it's all about the marketing and the connection. So my assumption is that, yes, they're working with the military. The military has contracted with somebody privately that the To the Stars Academy is working with. So these people who have privately contracted to work with the military that is also a private company, they're probably working with. And the direct correlation to the military is that there is military personnel in the building and somewhat connected to other projects of this private company. That's what I'm going to guess is going on, because that's smart marketing.
Yeah, you might be spot on. I mean, the TTSA certainly has helped the media is covering the UFO topic in a more legitimate manner. Mm-hmm. The way the TTSA has marketed itself and brought the issue to the public's eye in a legitimate way is a good thing. So that they've been at the forefront of that. But is it any more? Is there any substance to it? I don't know at this point. I mean, the way you described it might be exactly what's going on. Mm-hmm. Now,
well, that seems like a credible way for people.
My other question is: if the Army actually determines what this stuff is, would they release that information?
Well, no.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, it depends on what it is, probably. If it's something, you know, silly and mundane, they might.
Yeah. It depends on if the Navy gets their hands on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll actually.
Which is another question. Why are some branches of the military very mum on this subject, and other ones are talking? I mean, the Navy's out there for all the world to see, and now the Army's kind of coming a little out of its shell, but the Air Force and the Marines have not discussed it at all. So that's an interesting question to ponder too.
Well, it might just have to do with, you know, and this is just a guess, but the people who are in charge in any particular branch. Like, if you read The Men Who Stare at Goats, you know, famous book about the military, you know, researching psychic powers and stuff, you get the impression that there's a long tradition of, like, military leaders sometimes being crazy. There might be people in some branches of the military who have, like, a high position who happen to be, like, true believers in the UFO issue and who you know, legitimately want to get the word out there or whatever.
So you're saying military leaders that only drink rainwater because of the fluoride the Russians have put in our water?
You're thinking of Dr. Strangelove, but also, yes. I feel like that's a possibility. I mean,
you know, I think it is too. Of course, people are people, and
people aren't rational.
You know, there, as we've discussed with William a ton of times before, there are several sides to the UFO community, and
some of them are a little weird.
There is a large legitimate side of actual paperwork and situations and sightings that is credible and believable.
Sure.
And so a military person who was really interested in our security, as we discussed in the previous sets, you know, would take this stuff seriously. So I'd like to think that's going on. What's your take there, William?
I agree with that. Yeah, there's a core of cases that strongly suggest some level of technology that isn't ours.
Right.
So from a national security angle, that's a concern. So the military should be doing its job in examining those cases in depth. Now there's, the majority of UFO cases are just flub. They're explainable. They're mundane. But it's that small percentage that are interesting, unexplained. They elude explanation despite examination. So I would think if the military is doing their job, they're very interested in those cases and seeing what's going on, because these things are being reported in our skies, and at least for the Air Force's standpoint, their job is to control our skies. So if there are things flying in our airspace that they can't control, or they can't clear our airspace, that's a legitimate issue that needs to be addressed. So I think they're examining it as we speak. They have been for decades.
Right, and if I was that military, I would not be working with the Two of the Stars Academy. I would be confiscating their stuff.
Yeah, I would.
That's kind of the weird part about this situation. If they are working so directly closely with them, I'd be all, we're taking that.
Yeah. It is troubling. You know, the military plays itself very close to the vest.
Yeah.
So it's strange that they would work with a civilian organization.
Yeah. But at the same time,
I see no reason why they would want to do that. So
at the same time, I do have to throw in, given this topic and it being Veterans Day, that I am impressed with the military's attempt to be as non-political as possible with just about everything. And they might be having this problem with UFOs, where they want to know, they want to be involved, but they don't want to give any credence to anything, you know. And so they might just be walking really lightly because that's their job.
I don't know.
So maybe I shouldn't throw too much shade at him, especially on Veterans Day.
Not until tomorrow.
Well, no, even then.
Yeah. You're right. The military has never been political at all. Public servants in the government.
Yeah.
They're not partisan at all. They're simply there to serve the public. That's it. So, yeah.
All right. Well, you've been listening to William Pullen here on Radio Wasteland. If you're interested in finding out more about William, you need to go to Facebook and look for the UFO Real Facebook group. That's UFO apostrophe Real. Am I?
Yes, sir. And a question mark at the end.
And a question mark at the end. Right, for the extra bit of scrutiny and making sure that things are real. All right, so you've been listening to William Pullen right here, so check out the You For Real Facebook group, and you can find it through us. We're, of course, members with Radio Wasteland on Facebook or RadioWasteland.us and a whole bunch of other advertising marketing slogans I could throw at you. But other than that, we're out.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.